For some time?
Yeah, since 1.5 years I'm a journalist with this time.
Oh, I see.
Last year we did a 1/2-hour program on Krishna.
Okay, nice.
From Mathura and your club together.
Okay. So you're a man of experience now.
See, we're doing only on ISKCON.
Yeah.
1/2 hour on ISKCON.
Oh, nice.
Today being Janmashtami, you would want to know, I mean the state, entire state would want to know the speciality of the day, the importance of the day, especially in the Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. yes, Janmashtami of course in India, and of course by Srila Prabhupada's mercy also, all over the world has become quite well known, and is especially for those who are devotees, full-time members of the ISKCON Society, and so many other devotees, of course, here in India, especially. It is extremely important because it is reminding us and helping us understand who is Krishna, why Krishna has appeared in this material world. And essentially it is reminding us about what is called dharma. In India we all understand and know about Sanatan Dharma, and it is most important for everyone to gain a deeper understanding of what is dharma. So Krishna, as you know, in the Bhagavad Gita gives us the essential teachings of Lord Krishna. We are all here in this material world, having forgotten our actual identity, our actual purpose. We are searching in so many different ways, and Krishna actually comes to give us proper knowledge and understanding as to who we are, how we can actually be happy. We all want to be happy, actually. Everyone is searching for happiness. And the message that Krishna gives, especially on this particular day, is that when we are able to take up what is called the natural and eternal process of bhakti. Bhakti means love, devotion. That's our actual constitutional position. Krishna, he comes actually to show us and to demonstrate personally what is the meaning of bhakti, what is the meaning of love, what is the meaning of relationships between individuals. Krishna, he is known as Rasaraj, the Raja, king of Rasa. Rasa means relationship, emotions, sentiments between Krishna and his devotees. So this is a very special and unique opportunity for the devotees to more deeply remember and also appreciate who is Krishna, that we are actually totally dependent on the Lord's mercy.
Right.
And like this, it's a very joyous occasion for all the devotees, because actually without the mercy of Krishna, without understanding what is dharma, and dharma actually means our duty, our primary duty in life, then we remain in a very distressed condition in the material world. So in other words, Krishna, he comes to give hope through the knowledge and instructions he's giving. So in this way, in all of our temples, as we see, devotees, they decorate very nicely, and because Krishna appears at midnight, so in honor of his appearance, we fast till midnight. Try to concentrate and increase our devotional activities, read about his different pastimes.
Right.
Krishna's pastimes are what attracts us. You know, that's why he comes, actually, to attract the conditioned living entities.
Right.
And he actually, what he does when he comes is that he displays what is going on in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha, the world
right.
of Vaikuntha.
Right.
Vaikuntha means a world of no anxiety. We are now living in the opposite world.
Right.
Especially in our modern society, we know how much of anxiety is there.
But chanting by itself is very powerful, irrespective of which day you are chanting.
Yes.
But how important is, how powerful is chanting today in specific?
Well, on every day, at any time, chanting is very powerful,
yeah.
most important. And of course, on this day especially, devotees do more chanting, because they don't have to eat or spend any time for it.
Right.
You know, so there's more opportunity for concentrating on the chanting. And the chanting is actually our direct link with Krishna, the chanting of the holy name. Why do devotees give so much importance? Because it is nice to explain, right? Golokair Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. The chanting of the holy name is transcendental sound vibration, which actually links one directly with Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's holy name are non-different, and therefore, especially on days, actually we have many days during the year, but of course the Mastami is very, very special.
Right.
So in this way, not only today, but every day, the devotees, especially in the present age that we are living, what is called the age of Kali, the chanting of the holy name is actually recommended as the only means for, we could say, deliverance or salvation from this material world.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Of course.
We should have, we didn't mention the holy name, but I...
Yeah, one second. You can tell us the holy name, the entire mantra of Mahakrishna,
yeah,
Shiva mantra,
yes.
So that can play over.
So, yes. So this chanting of the holy name is has been coming down since time immemorial, and anyone can take it up. It is very simple. It goes like this: Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it simply means, O my Lord, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your bhakti or devotional service. Like that.
Okay,
thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Oh.
I can switch it off.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you very much.
I'm shooting on the
project.
Light.
Awesome. Light.
Light.
Light. Light.
Light.
Light.
Light. Light.
Light. Light. Light. Light. Light. Light. Light. Light. Light. Light.
You'll have to adjust your cell phone there somewhere.
We always need to keep it switched on because we get emergency calls.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason.
You're probably having a busy day today.
Oh, yeah. We have probably live from some temples after 11, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Once the crowd
yes.
starts,
right.
probably we can give live and all that. We've been planning to do that.
Okay.
It's probably 2 years back. I was asking this question to some people from ISKCON.
Yes.
Is ISKCON movement picking up? Then he asked me a question.
He?
Okay, yeah.
Who is he?
A person who is gone,
oh,
Swamiji. He told me this. 2 years back, were you giving live? I said no. I said why? Because that time it was not a very big event to
okay.
happen. But today he said yes, sir, we are giving live.
Okay.
And itself speaks that you know crowd is increasing,
yeah.
the response is increasing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
So you have your own pulse, that's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good explanation.
In fact, yeah, 2 years back when I was in, here on Janmashtami,
mm-hmm.
I've not seen any television channel coming and doing
okay.
or reporting of this stage
yeah.
at least.
Yes.
Now probably most of the channels do come. That means
yeah.
movement is picking up.
Yeah, places like Bombay, for example, or Vrindavan, I mean, they have live coverage and I mean, so many people come there. They can only have darshan by remote, you know, by chat, and, yeah, by television and whatnot. Like
yeah.
So, yeah, by nature, such activities, especially I suppose, yeah, largely to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. You know, as more people come in contact, then they introduce others,
yeah.
and it's kind of like snowballs a little bit.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much.